Okay, we're if Moshe, if you can mute yourself. Okay, we're going forward now. We're on Chof Amad Beis. Okay, on the top line. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel, Yachilna, I'm able l'skune to fix l'chula goylot for the whole diaspora. Meaning he can create a calendar. So that basically people can refer, like what we've got nowadays, you can refer to the calendar and you know everything. He can figure it all out. So, Amalei Abba Avua de Rebbe Simloi, this rabbi said to Shmuel, Yoda Ma Baha'i Milsa, do you know this matter? De Tani the following brisa, what's Pshat? It's Besoida Ibor. It says, the Soda Ibor, this is it, this is the crux. Yeah, Noilad Kodim Chatzos, if it's before Chatzos, the Moilad. Or if the molad is after chatzos. End of quote. Amalei Shmuel said, "Lo, I don't know." Oh, so he said back to him, "Abba Avu the Rebbe Simloi." Amalei midaha lo yadama. Soon as you don't know this, my master, you can muli achronaisa. There are other things to lo yadama that you also don't know. Okay, very soft. And we're going to find out what this is. Okay, keep. Salik Rebbe Zera. When Rebbe Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, Shalach Lahu, he sent a correspondence to them saying 2 points. First point was Tzorech Shiyehei, you need Laila V'yom Min HaChadosh. You need the night and the day from the Chadosh, means the new moon. But basically that means if you want to make that day Rosh Chodesh, you can't see the old moon at night time. Right? This is right. It needs to be, right? The day and night from the new, which means basically no old at night. No old moon in the night, effectively. That's one point. Second point was, Vezusha Oma Abba Avua to Rebbe Simloi, what we just said before, the brisa that he brought, right? This is the explanation, right? That we said basically it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. So like this. Mechashvin es toldosoi. You work out. Right, basically, told us it's the molad. You work out the molad. Okay, that's first thing. Yeah, so if noilad kodem chatzos, if the molad was before chatzos, so the molad is the point. Wait, let's do this. The molad is the point where basically you can't see the moon at all, and it basically shifts from the old moon to the new moon, and then it's, you know, if a person would, you know, basically it's totally black, and then suddenly the first second after that is you're going to start, it's going to appear again. So that's the molad, so no one can see that. So basically at that point, if that point was koidim chatzois, but you do it, it's known shenira is going to be seen, it's going to be possible to be seen samach l'shkiyas l'chomer, another within 6 hours later you're going to be able to see it around the evening time. Okay, but if it was not noilad kodem chatzos, if the molad was after chatzos, then biyadua is known shelo nira, it's not going to be visible samal shkia sechama, it's not going to be visible at shkia time, it's going to be later, basically it's not going to be visible until the night time. It takes about 6 hours. So if the molad was after chatzos, therefore it's not going to be visible until the night time. Okay. So regards to that, Lamayin Afkamina, very nice. Who really cares? What's the halachic ramifications of this? So Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says there is a difference, right? So Lachushi Sahadi, if you want to disprove the Edim to prove that they were lying, basically, if they come to you and you know, because we know the Molad, right? It gets announced in Shul, right? People know when the Molad is. So if the Edim come in and say, I saw the moon, yeah. And you know the molad was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we said we saw the moon tonight, you know, so the light. What? Before, yeah, around shkia time. Well, yeah. And then you know the light, because it takes 6 hours. Okay. Now we're going to explain this. So, Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rav Nachman, says Rebbe Zera in the name of Rav Nachman. Okay, but we're explaining according to Rashi over here. We're ignoring science, if you know it, and so you can ignore it, or we're not even trying to put the two together, but, right? So, Amar Rav Nachman, Chof Dalid Shoti, Mis Michasi Sihira. There are 24 hours that it's covered, the moon. Sira is the moon. Okay. So that means from is not visible for people for 24 hour people when people can't see it. But it could be that at one time some people could see it and some people can't see it, which we're going to explain. Yeah. Lididan, because for us, which we're Talmud Bavli over here, so us Babylonians, yeah, Shis mi atika, so the last six hours of the old one, basically we can see it up until the people in Babel can see it up until the last 6 hours before it gets too small that it's not visible. Because as the latter part of the month goes, right, the moon is shrinking, and so they can see it until 6 hours before the Molad. So Rashi explains, because the old moon is in the east, and the Babylonians are in the east, so therefore they can see the old moon longer. The Timni, sorry, an comma, and there's 18 hours Michadosa. It's we can only see the people in Babel only 18 hours after the moon becomes new. Yeah, so so they could see the old one, right, 6 hours before it disappeared. Then it goes to, when that 6 hours is going to go to Molad. And then after that, now it's starting to grow again, but you can't see it's not visible. And it's going to take another 18 hours for that before it comes visible. Because Rashi explains that Babel is in the east and the new moon, when it appears, is in the west. So it's harder for the Babylonians to see because they're in the east and the new moon's in the west. But basically, it's going to be the opposite for people in Eretz Israel. Now, that's what we're going to say. Ladid who? To those people in Eretz Israel, to those, okay, they see Shis Michadosa, means 6 hours after when the moon becomes new, yeah, they can see it already. Meaning, so after the Molad, then it starts growing and it's really small. And then 6 hours later, because it appears in the west, and the Jews, the Israelis are in the west, so therefore they can see it, and they see it 6 hours after. However, the Timni Sare Miatika, but with regards to the old moon, yeah, because the old moon, as it's disappearing in the east, so since it's a long way away from them, so when it gets small already, it's already out of vision 18 hours before the Molad. They can see up until 18 hours before the Molad. Okay, so that's basically a bit of that's just the way people can see the moon. So, okay, so just in summation, for the Babylonians, which are in the east.
Is Rashi before we talk about Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. Yeah, so Lamai, could be why Yisrael doesn't understand it. Yeah, so in summation, right, okay, right, the basic the people in Babel, they can see the old moon up until 6 hours before it disappears, and they can see the new moon 18 hours after it appears, after the Molad, because they're in the east, and the people in Eretz Yisrael, seeing as they're in the west, so they can see the new moon earlier, after 6 hours after the Molad. But the old moon, since they're in the west and the old moon's in the east, it's only 18 hours before it totally disappears. So what's Lamai Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina over here? So Amar Ravashi, it says Ravashi, Lachushi Sa'adi, to disprove the Edim, because if they're going to start telling you things that physically can't be possible, right? Because maybe we know it all already. We're just as we said, we just need the aid of just to say certain things sometimes when we tell them, and otherwise, you know. Okay. Now the second point that Rabbi Zeira sent from Eretz Yisrael to tell us in Babel. So Amamar, Tzorich Shihei Laila V'Yom Minachadosh. You need right the day that you sanctify the Chodesh has to be both the night and day from the new moon, meaning Rashi explains, meaning you can't have the new moon at you can't have the old moon at night time if you want to sanctify that day. It can't be the right, because but now Rashi, now we know it's because it's impossible, right? Because if someone said, yeah, I saw the if you saw the old moon that night, right, so we know that if you're in the same location for 24 hours, the moon isn't visible. So if anyone sees the moon at night time, right, the old moon at night time, they're not going to be able to see the new moon because it takes 24 hours. So that's why. And we said if someone's for sure lying, if you right, so it has to be that. And Rashi says that even for even if you're going to fix it, even if you fix the month, you can't fix it in a month that's blatantly lying. Yeah, so it has to be we can't fix the month when you see the old moon at night time, because you can't make that day a new Rosh Chodesh. So minalon.
Because if you could fix the month.
Yeah, but it can't. We've got to get away with it.
But how can you get away with it?
That's what you can't, exactly. You can't get away with it.
You'll never be able to get away with it.
What's that?
You'll never be able to get away with it. It's always 24 hours before, so how are you going to be able to bring it on?
No, that's the point. You can't see the old moon. That's the problem. It's visibly seeing the old moon. So if it's in the interim there, right, where it's not visible, then you can do whatever you want. The problem is, once you, that's what the right, when it's.
You can create seeing them when you can't. If there is an old moon by night, you forgot it's for sure.
Right.
Oh, you mean when it's cloudy?
Or even...
There's no cloud.
You're saying
you always see the old moon.
No, but... Let's say so, the...
So if you want to bring it... If you imagine the real thing is going to be on the 31st, and you want to bring it on to the 30th, yeah? All right? So you're
going to
have to... So basically, really, there's
going to
be the old moon.
but you can't see the old moon for 18 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
You would have seen it.
No, in theory, you can only sanctify it 6 hours, right? 6 hours afterwards. Let's work this through after. It works, let's work it through. This is what it's saying, and it's going to work out. We're just going to, right, I've got to, like, I'm not holding with the, you know, like that. Okay, fine. But, Okay, so now, where's the source for this? Okay, the basically you've got to have for Rosh Chodesh, the old, you've got to have the, you can't have the old moon there. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, because it says, Mi'erev ad Erev, the whole day from evening until evening, this is speaking about Yom Kippur, right, which was supposed to fast from Erev al Erev. So basically the day is like, it's a Jewish day kind of thing. I don't know why, but meaning it's all got to be, have to be on that day. And Reish Lakish Omar,
so why do you need
pasukim?
I thought we said this was like a reality.
Well, good. That's it's all connected to the previous question. Good. So Reish Lakish Omar, ad, unless it's telling you, you know, is guidelines to fixing. You know, it's a limited fixing. We'll see. Yeah. And Reish Lakish Omar is a different source. Ad yom echad ve'esrim l'chodesh be'erev. It's talking about Pesach. And that Pesach goes until the end of the 21st day. Okay, so but you see, it's from until the Erev, day until the night. So my Benayu, what's the difference between these two sources? So Abaye says, Amar Mashmos Darshan Ika Benayu. Yeah, it's just where you learn from. No, there's no halachic difference between them. One learns from here, one learns from there. Okay, Rava Amar, no. He says Chatzos Laila Ika Benayu. There's actually a difference between Chatzos, meaning that if you learn from Pesach, so basically Rashi says that Pesach has like two parts of it. There's the first part of Pesach from Chatzos of Yud Dalid, when you start, is this Zman Shechitas Pesach, and that goes till Chatzos Laila, which we eat the, right, which we eat the matzahs till, right? There's the mitzvah to eat the matzahs. So there's a choiv of the matzahs over there. That's the first part. You're supposed to eat your matzahs and your korban. And then there's after that, then there's the issa to eat chometz, but there's no mitzvah. You're not required to eat matzahs. So he wants to say that there's actually a shift, a change that there. Therefore, basically, there's a second half of Pesach, right? Second section. So he wants to say that basically you can... After Chatzos at night time, since it's like the new half of Pesach, that's when the day changes. So even if you saw the old moon before Chatzos, that's not connected to after Chatzos, and you could sanctify the new day. Meaning, basically, the day changes at Chatzos for this din. Okay, we will stop there.